This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live, Ashburn, Virginia. Toby Altizer sitting in for Brian Mitchell. B, hopefully, what time is it, 10:30? He's probably not playing quite yet, but I bet he's going to be on a golf course in Nevada in moments. Update on Linnell Willingham. He also has something to take care of in moments. Good luck, Big Nell. Hope it goes all right. My man had to get out of here. Get up out of here, Derek. At 11 a.m., really excited to talk with PFT commenter. PFT took a nice long summer break, but I believe is going to join the show while sick. Talk about playing through it, Toby. Leville has a simple one for us at 10:30 on the show sheet. Biggest takeaway from Commander's camp so far?
I was going to say Jaden's been sharp, but that wasn't necessarily the case today. I mean, honestly, the thing that I've liked to see, Ja'Cory Brooks didn't do as much today. He's kind of become the camp darling through the first 2 days. But those guys, the late-round dudes, have looked sharp. Now, again, pads haven't come on yet, so you can only take so much away from a running back and Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. When the pads haven't come on, you can only take so much away.
I mean, DQ even said that. DQ got asked about Bill Merritt today. He's like, yeah, let's see when the pads come on. Yeah. But he does look pretty quick.
But I think that to me would be the thing is, I mean, you're just looking for anything from a seventh-round rookie. You're looking for anything from an undrafted free agent. And not saying either one of those guys are going to make the team. I think Ja'Cory will. But not saying anything definitively. But you can only do what you can be asked, right? Right now there's no pads on. But they have popped. So I think keeping an eye on those guys for the rest of the camp is going to be something interesting. And if Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt can end up playing well and he can end up working his way onto the team, I think he gives you a little bit of something different where Eckler's a little shifty, right? Good pass catcher out of the backfield, but maybe doesn't have the same burst he did early in his career. Brian Robinson.
I think Eckler looks great, dude.
No, he looks good. He just doesn't have the burst like Ja'Cory does. Or maybe the long speed.
I think we pause on that, man. Let's see this dude play football before we're saying.
I'm just saying, if he can make the team, he could give you just a little bit something different than those guys can.
Sure. It's funny. I don't know who I was saying this to on the sideline. Maybe it was you. Like, I started talking about Ashburn syndrome a number of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And this happens in training camp where we, like, talk ourselves into stuff way prematurely. And I think I like Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt a lot, right? Austin Eckler was dynamic last year when he was on the field. The concussions were the issue. I just think we got to kind of chill with the receiver you just mentioned who had a couple of drops today. And they would have been tough catches. But, like, I think specifically at the receiver position, because 2 days ago it was Chris Moore. Now it's Ja'Cory Brooks, and we're having these conversations, right? Like, in the void of 17 being out there, we're going to see a lot of other guys get a lot of opportunities. But I don't think we should allow that to make us think that these dudes are better than they necessarily
Correct.
Are.
I mean, we did this with Mitchell Tinsley. You've done this with plenty of guys that ultimately get into the regular season.
Especially
they don't help out.
Skill position guys in camp where even once they get pads on, like they have pads on during training camp practices where they're actually hitting – maybe 25% of the time, maybe 30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, skill position guys get so much more work, and we're watching 7-on-7, and we watch DB drills. You know what I mean? So it's, like, it's easy to, like, lump your brain into that. And again, I'm not taking anything away. I just I think we got to caution, like, oh, this dude's ready to supplant that dude. It's like
100%.
We're always in a hurry to do that. You know what I mean? And I just, I don't know. It gives me a little bit of pause.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to make any overwhelming declarations from watching a couple of guys in shells do some nice things. It just, they've at least looked the part, which is part of the thing. Like, they're trying to make the roster, so at least they're doing something there. The other thing that stuck out to me, JP, today, I was talking about it a little bit earlier. How cool is it when you're watching 11-on-11, Laramie Tunsil at left tackle, Von Miller rushing off the edge. Like, some of those things where I don't know how long these guys are going to be wearing burgundy and gold, but Von Miller's wearing burgundy and gold. It's cool every time you get to watch him take a rep.
Totally.
Bobby Wagner, second
year back.
Had the
interception today.
Yeah, like that stuff is cool to watch. Regardless of, you know, how impactful they'll actually be, it's still cool to see legends like that in your uniform.
Totally. And it's, I mean, Ertz even. Like, there was a moment today when I was on the far field watching DBs, and Lattimore runs pretty well. There's so much discussion around Marshon Lattimore. He seems to be running really pretty well. Do you get the same assessment of that?
Yeah, he looks healthy.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, sadly, it's only late July. You need to see him healthy in late October. But that's a big boost there. I think Amos looks to be pretty good. But at one moment today, I'm watching the DBs, and it's a special teams period on the far side, and I just see Ertz running like 30-yard sprints, just on his own. Like, he's not doing special, so he's just running sprints. And then later when they were doing 11s, but there was like a little break. Maybe it was when they were – maybe – oh, goodness. We almost had a man down here. Maybe it was when they were doing the field goals, which I think Matt Gay went 4 or 5 and only missed that long one. Did that seem right to you?
I think he missed 2.
Did he?
He missed one of the shorter ones.
Okay. Did he put it left?
Yeah.
Okay. My vantage point was kind of hard on that. But when that was happening, Eckler is not running sprints, but running like full routes, breaking down. Like, when you have these types of veterans around that are known for their work ethic, it just sets the tone of what is going to be for everybody. And to me, like, you asked me my takeaway from the Commanders' first couple of days of camp. It's not even about a position group. One I think's good, one I think's bad. You know what I mean? Like, I think they got some questions at safety. Like, I think I've talked about it a lot. Jeremy Chinn, when healthy, played 100% of snaps for them. 100. And he's gone. And there's nobody out there that has kind of his size and speed for that position group. It was a pretty big outlier. And I like Will Harris a lot, but, like, Chinn was really good for them. Whereas I really like this rebuilt D-line. I don't know what it'll be. I think the O-line looks great. You know, I think that Wiley's still getting reps with the ones, and they're making Connerly push it. Like, there's so many little things. But, like, my biggest takeaway is just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dude, today was ass hot, right? I mean, let's give them a feels like. Landfill, just quick update for you. Not only is it, what are they saying? They're saying it's 87. I'll take the over. What's the feels like, Toby?
I got 92 is the feels like.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Not only is it 92 feels like, but the generators out here just cut out. So we don't have that. Shout out to Derek, who had a power bank. So we have a fan. But they do give us, like, air conditioning in these tents, which blows relatively cold air, keeps it relatively manageable. All that is shot. So we're grinding right now. We're out here earning it.
Yeah.
But my biggest takeaway for this team today is ass hot. They move practice up an hour. Players know they have an off day tomorrow. Yes, I don't think the offense looked crisp, but I don't think it was a lack of focus or energy. I just think the DBs kind of dominated today.
The defense came to play today.
Right. But I've seen these practices in previous regimes, and maybe we'll still see it 3 weeks from now, true dog days of camp, right, where this is just a dog of a practice. And it's just like, all right, we're bailing early. And the focus and the tone of football is this really interesting kind of dichotomy of we're going to bust our ass. We're going to take this super serious. This is what we do. And at the same time, they're able to maintain it being fun. And the dudes are jumping around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jaden and Bobby jawing with each other if McNichols got in on that third down at the goal line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and I was laughing because Bobby's looking at the ref going, I know he's great and all, but.
Right.
And Jaden was jawing with Trey Amos. And those are the dynamics that I think are the coolest. Is I pointed this out last year. You saw Jaden immediately gravitate towards Bobby Wagner, and that continues on. They're always talking in between periods. He's talking with Sandra still. Another cool part was watching Von Miller. I think he was working with Dietrich Wise, and they were talking through pass rush moves. You talked about Ertz getting work in on a side field, Eckler getting extra work in when they were doing some specials work. Debo and Michael Gallup are over there catching a couple of balls, working on their hands. Like, these guys came to grind, even though it's a ridiculously hot day out here. They move practice up, all these things. It's not one of those that it was lax. Like, these guys are still, they have a purpose, and I think you can see that in everything they do.
My biggest takeaway from 3 days of camp, purposeful. Everything is intentional. And I think that has really been the tone since DQ and AP got here. Like, everything is intentional. I mean, you saw it last year, and remember, like, the topic of, like, oh, man, Jaden's not getting all the reps. He's going to start slow. Like, they knew what they were doing. They have a plan. There is nothing that is, like, spontaneous or, you know, kind of fly by the seat of your pants. Like, they're doing things intentionally. And you see it in drill work. You see it up and down the field. And one thing we saw today, and it wasn't the crispest, right? But they practice late game situations. They practice the red zone stuff. And all teams do this. I don't want to act like they're reinventing the wheel. But one thing Brian and I took issue with was the notion of how lucky they got last year. And I understand you could plug things into a computer and the luck matrix and such. But, like, they also coach that stuff. Like, they call them winning time moments. And they focus on that all of the time. Like, that is a constant thing for them. And when you combine coaching and teaching that with a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, who stays poised at all moments, and then bringing in a guy like Dave Gardy, I remember Sheehan yelling about this for years. Like, they need a coach that is only in charge of timeouts and how to use the clock. They did that. That's what Gardy's job is. Now, he does a lot of other stuff, but in games, that's his job. Like, they hired that specific position. And I just, like, when you coach it and you teach it and you live it, like, I just don't think it's luck.
No, I completely agree. I mean, there are certain moments where you feel like maybe there's things that go their way, but also you create your own luck, right? And when you've got a quarterback, like, is it lucky every time the Chiefs win that way? Is it lucky when Tom Brady would lead a comeback or lead a late-game drive to win a game? Like, no, it's not luck. It's called being in the right spot, your team coming together, making the plays when necessary, and then having the quarterback with the low heart rate that gives everybody else confidence to go lead the team on a game-winning drive. And this team has that. And so I think that's the cool part about this is you saw Jaden be really, really good in his rookie season. But it wasn't just that, oh, he showed the flashes, he showed some talent, he showed that he can do it. He also showed that not only can he be great for three quarters of the game, he can be great in the final drive in the fourth quarter, down by four, needing a touchdown. Like, he showed you time and time again that he can do those things. And so really, to me, like, coming into this year, it's just, can he replicate what he did last year? Because if he just plays like he did last year, for the rest of his career, he's a Hall of Famer, right? Like, that's how good he played last year. So I'm excited to see what he can do this year and build off of it. And he's looked sharp aside from today. But, yeah, I mean, he's – it's not luck when you put the ball in Five's hands and they go win.
Yeah, and even some of his not sharpness. I mean, there were some catches that I think if 17's out there, it's six.
Correct.
You know what I mean? What I am really excited about, talk about setting the tone, PFT commenter joins us at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.